MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting now with Martin Slabbert, CEO of Prime Capital. They have an offer on the table for Mass PLC. PK Investments holding 21.8% of Mass at this point. Martin, appreciate the early morning time. The current offer as of 6 June, it was increased to €1.40 per share. Maximum cash consideration was increased up to 110 million euros. That's about 2.2 billion. You're making the announcement that you're close to securing more than double that. In other words, you'll have more cash to pay shareholders who elect the offer.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, that is correct. We are close to securing almost 230 million euros, which means that our cash that we are able to increase to 4.75 billion rand, which will cover more than a third of the shares that other shareholders hold should they wish to accept the offer and if we proceed with an offer. That's correct.
Yes. So a significant increase for shareholders who elect. There is also a five-year redeemable non-voting pref share for, I suppose, shareholders perhaps want to stay in a bit, or maybe that's also if you use the complete allocation of cash. Is that where the pref share comes in?
Correct. So if shareholders want, so we're offering a cash component, which, mm-hmm. as I said, is at 29 rand per share if you use the exchange rate. And there's also a preference share component that shareholders can elect. They don't have to take the preference shares, but there's a preference share which pays a minimum in cash redemption of today's exchange rate at 31 rand. It's €1.50, escalating at 7% per annum. Or 90% of the company's NAV per share. So it's quite a generous offer. And as I said, shareholders don't have to accept either of the two. They can accept only the cash, they can accept only the pref, or both. Mm-hmm. Or alternatively, they can just retain the share because there's no intention to delist the company. This is simply an offer for shareholders to that wishes to exit the company.
That's an important point, is that you're not looking to delist Mass PLC, but you are looking, I imagine, for a controlling stake. Certainly at what, just over almost 22% shareholding, you are the significant shareholder. Are you looking for control here?
We don't necessarily. Yes, we are looking for control, mm-hmm. to make sure the company is well managed. We are actually over and above the 22% that we own by Prime Capital. We're also in the shareholders of Prime Capital. That's the founders and the partners. We own with our family interests own another 13% of the company. Okay. So that's all lumped together. So together with the 22%, we own around 35%, and in accordance with the company's articles of association, we can't acquire more shares, which is what we would like to do, mm-hmm. unless we make an offer to all shareholders. So that's really, mm-hmm. what's behind this, is the ability to acquire more shares at what we believe are attractive prices. So I wanted to make those points, that we actually own another 13% directly, which means, gotcha. That we are aligned with other shareholders. It's not owned all through Prime Capital.
And you said that you are close to securing a significant, almost doubling it. A timeline on that? I mean, are we talking days, weeks, months?
A few weeks. I think this is quite an important aspect, because when one makes an offer for a public company, I think it's important that the offer is actually open for acceptance and it's not conditional, so that, mm-hmm. when shareholders are receiving the offer, they can accept the offer, and that offer if they accept the offer, that would lead to binding agreements, so that they actually know that they are selling the shares. And that is an aspect that concerns us with the current bid, the high prop made last week and which closes tomorrow, which is really a very, very strange structure, in that if shareholders do accept it, they actually don't sell their shares. Those acceptances, what it really does is bind the shareholders to a high props offer for several months, there's a lot of conditionality in high props offer, which makes it really a request for shareholders to grant it with options to acquire their shares, mm-hmm. as opposed to an offer that would lead to a sale. So it's highly unusual. We also think it's not in accordance with the JSE's listings requirements, which requires offers to remain open for 12 days after they become unconditional. And it's important for us to communicate that shareholders should understand that they do accept high props offer tomorrow. They will not be in a position to accept any other offer or trade their shares in the market. the offer is at a very poor price. It's at 18 rands a share.
Yeah.
And Shields can also not, there's no guarantee that IPROC will actually complete this transaction. They simply would be locked in for months and eventually may be able. May not actually sell the shares at the 18 rand that HighProp is offering.
Yeah, the 18 rand with is the share deal. There's a cash deal, but it is below the PK investment offer. We'll leave it there. Martin Slabbert, CEO, Prime Capital. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.